We are from a little bit of everywhere. We have kids from Nova, Rochester, Wellington, Wakeman, so a little bit of everywhere.
And what is the significance of Helping Hands for the title of your 4-H group?
We really like to focus on community service, and our club does at least 3 community service or outreach events every year, and we just really like to be there to support one another, and the kids chose the name when we started the club, and that's what they picked.
Erin, can you give us an example of one of those outreach programs?
Every year we do some events for the Rochester community. We usually help with the Memorial Day parade, passing out wreaths and tying ribbons on the wreaths for the veterans for the graveside services. We plant flowers throughout the township to help the township. We've done trash pickup for several years throughout the township, and we often do food drives for some of the local food banks.
Have you been able to carry some of these things out this year in the era of COVID-19?
We have. We've adapted. We've done small groups and broken it up over several days so that there weren't more than 3 families participating. We've spaced out trash pickup so that it's just been assigned to families and they've gone as an individual family and done a certain area. And we've tried our best to continue doing our service projects despite our limitations.
When you do a service project, how do you document that? How do you make that part of, you know, looking back or what you do for a year in review type of thing?
So we always communicate with the extension office and let them know where and when we're going to be. The families, as well as myself, we take pictures. We have a private group Facebook page that we share what everybody does with everybody so that we can kind of see. And then we always recap at our meetings, whether they're virtual or in person.
When you're doing these things, do you talk to the kids about the purpose of it, what to get out of it, why you are doing community service projects, that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. The kids enjoy it just as much as I do, though, especially things that they can see tangible efforts. You know, when they get to put the wreaths on the grave sites and kind of honor the people, and even something like planting flowers, they like to drive by and see the work that they did. And, you know, they take a sense of pride in giving back to their community. And we really try to establish that mindset from the beginning.
And it's one of those, I guess, a lot of 4-H projects maybe are self within the group, but this is getting out in the community. What's the response from the community members and how they see young people acting and helping out in this regard?
You know, I think that they love it and appreciate it. I don't know that it's something that happens as readily as it did even when I was a kid. But I really try to get the kids involved on a community level. And I think it's been well received and appreciated. And we, you know, we do it to give back and not for really anything else. And I think it's been well received.
Are your members involved in other activities as well, whether it's with animals or maybe clothing or other exhibits at the fair?
Oh, absolutely. We have almost one of every animal represented, as well as multiple other non-animal projects. We have kids taking beef, pigs, poultry. We have goats, sheep. We have just about every animal. And then we also have several kids that have taken cooking and sewing and other still life projects like bicycling and archery. So a little bit of everything.
We're talking today with Erin O'Brien Morton, the 4-H advisor for Helping Hands 4-H Club. What do you see your participation in during the week of the fair? How have you kind of, with all that sort of different things going on, what's going to be the protocol for you?
This year it's really hard because my biological kids, I guess, don't have animals. They're still at the clover bud level. So according to the guidelines, I technically don't qualify to even be on the fairgrounds because my kids don't have a live animal. So not being there for my 4-H kids is it's very, very tough for me. But I'm going to do my best to try to be there to support them. in any way I can, even if I have to have phone conversations or video chats while they're in the ring, whatever I can, but it's hard.
So they're not even, I guess, even the 4-H advisor is not part of it unless you're part of a family member, I guess?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's tough because as an advisor, this is my 19th year as an advisor and my 30th year participating in Lorain County 4-H, and this is the first time I've ever not been there to support the program in person, or at least told that I couldn't be. So it's hard.
Yeah, I guess maybe the only way to support is, you know, the kind words ahead of time, or maybe a special note tucked in so they can know that you're with them in spirit, I guess.
Yeah, there are a few kids that this is their first year, and they've asked me to be there to help with their show. So I'm going to try to at least get to those if I can, and just support them. But my kids know that I love them, and that even if I'm not there in person, I'm definitely there in spirit, and I'm cheering them on no matter what.